Hi, and welcome to the Cans Across the World podcast. This is Sean. This is episode 87, and it's Christmas. I am fucking so excited. You'll notice this is out a day early as well. This is Christmas Eve it's coming out on. Not Christmas Day, but Merry Christmas anyway. Reason for that, I want to just bloody enjoy Christmas. I want to just, like, my phone's going to be switched off for days and days. It's going to be great. No internet, and I'm just going to be with the family, and it's going to be class. So I'm going to keep this podcast pretty brief as well. Like, I'll not go on. Like, I always say that. I always go, like, oh, sure, I'll just pop on and keep it brief. And then an hour later, I'm just like, geez, I better wrap this up. So anyway, the crack of this week is I'm going to review a beer, as we always do in the podcast every week, every Friday. CansAcrossTheWorld.com. There's a new podcast with a new beer. And the crack is I'm going to review a beer, and then the next thing you're going to hear then is episode 299 of the Fellowship podcast, which came out last Sunday, I'm going to say, a couple of days ago. And it's as close to a Christmas party as you're going to get with your mates this year. The crack was immense. I landed in drunk because I was just heading over to my sister's house that night for a wee Christmas jumper party. So you'll hear a definite change in my tone anyway from this podcast where I'm like sober and just chill to that where I was yelling. Like, there was no need for me to be that loud. It was like DJ Khaled. Like, just yelling all over your podcast. It was crazy, but it was a great time. So shout out to Kanks, Kringles, Disco Stew, Jordan, and Darren. And I think that's everybody that was on the podcast. There's normally like Dev and also Kev and bloody Jared as well, isn't there? Papa G. Trying to remember everybody's name, and I can't even remember my own. That's why I'm doing the podcast early, just because Christmas just takes over my brain and I'm just like ready to have the crack. Anyway, so this week I'm drinking the Buried at Sea Milk Stout by Galway Bay Brewery. Normally I have this on draft up in Northern Lights in Belfast, and it's gorgeous. So, spoiler, yeah, I love this beer. So this is a 4.5% ABV, and I'm having the 330 can, so it's definitely not enough. Like, I want more already, and I've only poured it. So yeah, let's get lashed in for the sniff. I was about to say smell, but there we go. This is a shaky podcast. Here we go, head on. Oh, it smells like so nice. It's like chocolatey and kind of nutty and stuff, like myself. Oh, it tastes gorgeous too. So nice, so rich in flavor, like quite a full body on it. Like, it really coats your mouth and really just comes up the garden path and knocks on the door and invites itself in. Just really, really nice. Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to get more of these because that's a perfect Christmas beer. Only thing I would say about it, and it's my fault, I put it in the fridge for far too long. It's been in the fridge for about 2 days, so I don't recommend it. Have it at room temperature, I'd say. Probably be a bit far better, I reckon. Just to keep it nice and, you know, just kind of like room temperature. The way a stout should be enjoyed, kind of. I don't like a stout too cold now, to be fair. This is, oh God, this is gorgeous. Like, so out of five, I give this a four. Solid four out of five. Just perfect. Just turns up on the day, does the business. Always reliable. Perfect. Anyway, I'll let you get on and enjoy your Christmas. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go dark for a couple of days and I'll be off the internets. I'll post this podcast and yeah, I'll just be enjoying the crack, reflecting on the good times gone by. A great year. And then we'll be back in the next episode as well, episode 88. For more crack, it'll be a that'll be like a proper summary podcast that I'm going to go over all the beers that I've enjoyed throughout. Might as well just do the whole time. We'll do a ranking. So it's from best to worst. So if you have any suggestions for what the best beer should be and what the worst beer should be, fire them in as well. hit us up on the social medias. But thanks everybody for listening and get me through this year, because it's been bloody tough. Especially a big shout out to the Fellowship guys and everybody in that wee group chat, like Stu and Jared and all the rest of them, and Darren, and everybody. Just keeps growing, but it's good crack. Thanks to my family and everybody. It's been a tough year, but we're bloody through it. We're looking at the other end. Things are going to get better. But the next voices you're going to hear on the podcast are the voices of all the people that were on the Fellowship one. And they're just about to drop episode 300, which is fucking insane. Like, that's crazy. Fair play and congratulations to the Fellowship for reaching 300 episodes. And I was just on episode 299, which is coming up shortly. So that's my way on. Checking out. Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a good one. Stay safe.
Right, time to get drunk, boys. 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to the Fellowship Podcast, episode 299. Actually, it's the Fellowship Christmas doo-doo. Guys, instead of me going round and round, why doesn't everybody just introduce themselves so I can take a sip of my whiskey?
I'm fucking Kringles, who forgot that this is meant to be in person, but I'm here.
Dedication, that is. I was going to say we'll start with the top left, but I think everyone's screen is in different order than mine. So, Sean. Sean.
It's me, Sean.
Sean, tell us your name and where do you come from?
Yeah.
I'm from Strabane. I'm very sad about the result today, and can't cross the world to come. Yes, I'm drinking.
We've got Stu here as well.
Stu. I am Stu, I'm an alcoholic.
You're here.
From
Cheers.
CrazyDiscoStu.com, check her out, baby. And we've got Darren.
Yeah, Darren Matthews, joined by my co-anchor. I said anchor of the Injury Time podcast. It's Mr.
Jordan Robinson. Hello.
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah.
I couldn't get enough. Fellowship podcast. It's cuddly. We couldn't get enough of all those cuddles last week. We had to get a wee bit more in digital form.
Fuck you. He's been wearing that hoodie.
Fucking people.
He's been wearing that hoodie from Sunday. But...
No, I haven't taken it off.
You fuckers haven't changed clothes.
I know, I feel a wee bit embarrassed. I didn't know Jordan was coming on, and I just realized we're in the exact same top he last seen me in. It's like, yeah, they all washed to call us too. Although they call me a baldy cunt, but
we're saving the planet.
You know, I've earned that. So this is our Christmas, dude. It's not the way I would have liked it. Like, you know, it's not a pub. It's a shed.
Honestly. This is the house.
It's not a person.
Also a house.
In fact, thanks, you're the only person who's been in
shed. I know.
Everyone else is enjoying the warmth of being inside. You're just like,
I don't know.
Really paying off.
I don't know if you can pick this up on the audio podcast, but my breath's cold, so it is.
Yeah, do you know what's a great idea in September or in fucking December, sitting outside?
Man, I had the fucking boy. I had the heating blast in here. I bought an extra heater last week because I knew Jordan was coming down and I wanted to impress him. And then. it was boiling, and then the fucking children just opened the door, and it just went. Just like my fucking bank balance, it just emptied in seconds. So it did.
It's like I remember last week's podcast. I imagined like you and fucking Jernal and Kringles sitting in the shed, like the thing, just fucking bundled up with
I thought you meant getting suspicious of one or each other, and then who's going to die? Who's going to kill the first? Who's fucking infected here?
That as well.
Yeah, that too.
Apparently the numbers are going up, but who gives a fuck? We're still going to have a good Christmas, aren't we, boys?
Yeah.
Yep.
100%.
We're not in the next restriction after Christmas.
All the Boxing Day matches are cancelled then.
Are they? Absolutely fucking fuming now. That's the first I heard of it.
Not the English ones, but just the Northern Irish ones.
Okay. Thank God. That's good. So nothing good got cancelled then, miss.
I was really worried about what we're going to do a fucking podcast on.
Just need another 3-0 Jason.
Yeah. Fuck's sake. Like, we have a sports podcast and all the sports got cancelled. Brilliant.
Oh, dear, boys. What are you going to do?
Don't know. Is somebody getting some new fucking PlayStation games for being locked in the house for a month or what?
What about that Cyberpunk? I can't wait to get that.
Looks good, eh?
You see, PlayStation ripped it from the
class.
Stop selling it.
that's a historic moment. I've never done that before. Sure, that one.
Yeah.
Also, this is the first time that I actually knew that they still put out games on PC. That feels a wee bit 2004 to me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, the PC versions run fine. And I'm like, what the fuck are you on about?
I thought the last game out was Age Empires, wasn't it?
I think it was Command & Conquer was the last game I got on PC.
Fucking Theme Hospital, though.
That's just really
relevant nowadays.
Park Trainer.
You can ride the roller coaster all the way.
I accidentally seen one of my upcoming Christmas presents. She'll not hear this, but I have the wife's email accounts linked to my phone for some reason. I think she might have logged into Gmail one time. So I get all the notifications and it comes up and goes, your Donald Trump China hoodie has been dispatched.
Yes.
China. I can't wait to get it.
And that once did you think, oh, there's that for me. Of course it was for you.
I was like, my kids are fun as well. Holy shit. We've got so much in common. So I'm getting that there. What about yourselves? Is treating yourselves anything nice? You have to treat yourself something for all the make up for all this shitness that we're experiencing. Like,
I went to do my Christmas shopping and spent 100 quid on myself.
Great fair play to you, man. What'd you get?
I got a new pair of trainers. I actually got, for the first time in my life, because I figured this might be my last year playing, like, mm-hmm. football or hurling. So I went and got myself personalized boots where I got, like, my initials on the side of the boots. Now, what I didn't do was navigate the drop-down menu correctly. So the initials on the boots are the exact same color as the boots. So you have to look really close to fucking see it. Absolutely pointless. It cost me a tenner. Waste of time.
Oh, fuck's sake. You have to slide tackle a few people in the face this time, then.
Yeah.
My dad came around the other day. He had got a custom, he brought a Christmas present around, and he goes, I'm giving this to you early because it's a bollocks to store. And he went out to the van there, and he made a custom outdoor fire pit. And he goes, I've not just got you one, I've actually got you two, because the first one I fucked up. He got the whole household's names on it. So he got the wife's name, the kid's name, and he got some guy called Conan. Because they fucking thought it was the R was an N. So I ended up getting two. So it's got my wife and kids with the husband Conan, and then there's the other one. How the fuck do you, like, I mean, Conan, like, I mean, how the hell he didn't cap on before he got it back? It's like, who the fuck is Conan? But
most popular baby name of 1984.
Just yeah. Really like Conan O'Brien.
Conan the Barbarian. Cags out in the backyard with his shirt off, but dancing by the fire.
So we'll have the if we get a summer, guys, you're all invited. You can look at my cool wee fire pit, Conan blazing away. Put your marshmallows in it.
Can't wait.
Is that a sofa you've got in the shed there?
Dude, this is where it happens. This is where it all happens.
It's giving me casting couch vibes, like.
I've George meant to be here any fucking minute now. No, there was a local coffee shop there that closed down, and it was bought over by another guy, and he was getting rid of the furniture, and he gave me it for nothing. It's a wee two-seater, was it fake pleather?
Just give it a good clean.
Couch. It's called a porn couch.
I think you meant to clean it tonight. But...
Did you run a black light over that there?
Yeah, before I sat down.
Just wipe it down a bit, you'll be all right.
Made end up pregnant, like.
Whatever the hell, I think the vaccine's made out of whatever the hell's on this, so here's hoping.
That's where they got this new strain from, down the side of the cushions.
Yeah, somebody went looking for money because everybody's fucking broke.
Here, lads, did everybody write a you don't need to worry about the vaccine because of joke? Has everyone got one?
No.
Have you got my Facebook's full of them.
I don't know.
All from one person.
Yeah, I think my like vaccine sort of joke was if you drank in Dicey Riley's in Strabane, you don't have to worry about the vaccine.
Yeah. Mine was about the chip van outside an old nightclub from when I was growing up. It was the one, and that was like the niche local humor. About 150 people that know me from the local area were like, "That's fucking." Outside you're in the dock, nobody has any idea what you're talking about.
Get that tattooed on the forearm, boy. Do you want to? I have a Santa Claus Christmas cracker joke randomizer. If you want to hear one,
yeah,
absolutely.
What does Santa suffer from if he gets stuck in a chimney? Claustrophobia.
Oh.
It's on the delivery, boys. It's on the delivery.
Darren just died a little inside there.
I see his joke.
Many retweets I get from that one.
Oh, here, I was on a date today, and like I said, a lot of terrible things because I'm just a terrible person. But I led a sentence with I had a really bad time with my uncle, and she kind of looked at me and went, and it says he talks over every movie. Like, yeah, it was just the most innocent thing, but we were talking about like Full Metal Jacket, how he like quotes every single line in the film and stuff like that there. But yeah, it was just the way I led the sentence. It was terrible.
You really go out of your way not to get to the, you know, steal the deal on these dates, don't you?
Yeah, it's fucking terrible. Like, I like the cock block myself.
Yeah. You do that, no,
it's too easy.
Because whoever did is not looking out for you.
For sure.
I have to need a wingman.
Yeah.
When is all finish?
Christmas Eve.
So how's it going to work for you can work from home Stu, can you?
Yeah, I've been working from home since March anyway. But I'm gonna throw them for a loop and just go into the office this week.
Yeah, the whole place to yourself.
You know, just to really put the shits up them.
Tell me you were sitting on my couch. I'm freaking out. What about you guys? I know the coffee shop used to are together in that one. Is it going to have to shut down for 6 weeks? Yeah.
It'll go back to takeaway only. It's capable of doing it. We're in two different venues now, but they're both takeaway only. So it's a fucking pain in the hole. Mm. No working from home here. I'd rather just go back and fucking furlough and catch up on some TV.
Yeah. Learn guitar.
Yeah.
Right here, you can learn Spanish.
Yeah. I learn English. That's what I do. I try to learn English.
Brush up my spellings.
Finally. Actually, we should learn Spanish just to say the footballers' names.
Exactly. It would be a lot helpful. And like Bulgarian, Croatian, all the languages, because there's a lot of teams that are really hard to pronounce.
Basically, I mean, not from here. We get the list every week, and we're like, "Oh, this is great!" And then you're like, "What the fuck does this say?"
I still can't say aspergillus proper.
Like a fucking ingredient for shampoo.
Pretty much. What about you? Can I see you off or Craig?
Oh, I don't know. You're not. You wouldn't be, would you?
What? Yeah.
Oh. Well, right.
What, when we finish? I'll probably finish Monday, stroke Tuesday.
Tuesday.
For about 2 weeks, but then because of the fucking lockdowns, we've had to like shift our plans for Christmas. So now we have to go up to the in-laws on Tuesday, Wednesday, and then home on Christmas Eve, because the original plan was to go up like the day after Boxing Day.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to get stopped by the peelers by the, so they can go like, "Where are you going, man?"
How are they going to enforce that? Do we really have the amount of police staff, or whatever the better term for them?
The police got like loads of funding cuts, so where the fuck where are they getting all the new ones from?
Are you also telling me that those cops don't already have Christmas booked off?
Oh no,
like the rest of the population.
Fuck, I can't imagine them coming up to North Lurgan, man, because like,
no chance for
even I get nervous driving home up here. I roll down the window going through North Lurgan shouting out my full Christian name just to make sure. Don't throw stones at me.
I still drive up your estate with my doors locked, man.
Yeah. I do know when I go pick up my mate around the corner to bring him to work, he's only round the fucking corner. I always put the central lock on. I was like, and if I get in, he always comes up, "For fuck's sake, let me in. Just hang on, baby."
My parents live in Curtin Drive as well in Strabane, and I'm fucking scared to go home next week, hey? I get kneecapped for being there.
We don't like your kind around here. Yeah. I don't know what kind of accent that is. Like, I assume that's the way they speak down there.
Just movie villains.
What are you all drinking, though?
I am on the Jameson's Stout.
The cask edition, that one.
Yes, it's my favorite whiskey. Now, I know it's cheap. It might be the common man's one, but I think it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, that's lovely. Yeah. That's
good.
It's you often get it for 20 quid on Amazon. I don't want to keep giving to the fucking the man, like, but I mean, it's an extra favor around the corner. So, you know,
I'm pretty sure Jeff fucking Bezos is like all the money that he gave to his wife in the divorce, he's earned back in the last 8 months alone.
On you go, what the fuck?
His wife, didn't she donate some to charity or something like that? Like 40.
She gave him some away, didn't she?
I reckon she's given away 4 billion in 4 months.
But what's she worth? She's worth like 80 odd, and or it's like, aye,
76 or something.
That's like me going down to Belfast and giving the man a quid. You know, it's like, it beans. It's not him. Are you happy?
It's beans.
It's
my only pound.
I had to
lose a tooth to get that fucking thing.
It's like, I can afford that. Like, I felt bad giving fucking away water in Fallout 3. Like, that boy that always asks you for fucking purified water. It's like, oh, that's grand. Thank you very much. Do you have another one?
Get the fuck.
Well, okay.
Bethesda are programming scroungers into their games, because I was just playing Skyrim and there's a guy who keeps asking me for mead. Like, need any mead? I'll give you 6 bottles, mate.
That's social conditioning.
Shampoo and conditioning. So many shampoo references for guys no hair, but
yeah, exactly.
Can I see there when you said that's like her going down, are you going down to Belfast and giving him a pound, just be like, that means nothing to me. Same time anyone in life says that means nothing to me, in my head all I hear is, oh, Vienna. I don't know why. Like, I will already pause my conversation and people will be looking at me as the noise plays in my head, and then I'm like,
What are you drinking? We didn't get through the beers. What is that?
I'm on a Mock, which is honestly hopped IPA. Yeah, it's from my Beer 52 box this month, and it's from Poland. It's all Polish beers.
Oh, that's a Chebekli Mabagoda, by the way.
If anyone's looking Beer 52 dollars.
If you can read that. It begins with a T.
Here, I sent Sean a photo of one of the bottles the other night, and he says, this is the, it was advertised as a light beer, 6%.
Oh my God.
Polish light beer. It's vodka.
I'd take that in shots.
That's what the Wayans drink for breakfast over there, man.
Yeah.
Brush your teeth and vodka. You drinking, Jordan?
Huh?
Are you drinking?
No, sir. I'm a good Christian child. I don't drink.
Do you not? Oh, you
drive. Yeah, true, that too. I'm drinking BPM, if that helps. And just because of showing their bottle and saying their name, I get 10% of their income for December. So I'm really happy with it.
This has turned into like Wayne's World 2, all the ads. Like, oh. you don't partake in any alcohol then?
Not really, no. And I haven't even done really before the surgery. I had my first hangover there for like 6 months or so. It was like a Christmas dinner we all went to, and I drank quite a lot of mulled wine. And I was just like, no, I really don't miss the hangovers, look. So
Yeah, two kids on top of that hangover, it's worse. What about the devil's grass? Not even that. I'm trying to be cool with the kids. The devil's grass, nobody smoke it now.
I'm not answering anything without my attorney.
Yeah, fuck's sake. I had him on record in the ring there. I thought I was going to get him.
Just rip your wire off.
He prefers the term the electric lettuce, also.
I like that name.
Stu, what's your poison this evening?
I decided to treat myself. We're talking about treating ourselves. So I stuck in a Craft Central IE order, and it was pretty much all just... Dirt Stouts. You know, because it's Christmas, you may as well load up on the sugar. Like, so I'm a Northern Monk's Northern Star, which is chocolate caramel biscuit porter. And it's like fucking treacle. It's pure sugar.
Yeah, any good?
Pure sugar.
Any good? Shade, man.
Oh, I think we're having internet issues here.
Yeah, yous were cutting out there.
No, you were cutting out there.
How are you the only one cutting? You're frozen, everyone.
Sorry, sorry, boys. Sorry.
Oh, what?
Did anybody try that?
10. That's all.
Did am I misremember? I'm already drunk, boys. I'm sorry. I already had a spot. Am I misremembering this? Did you review the Darkness beer?
Yes. Signature Brews, Bell's End.
Bell's End. Was it nice? Was it genuinely nice? Or was
no, genuinely, it was absolutely
lush. Wait, what's really good? Is it really good? I went on after your review and I was going to buy them. I was like, oh, nice.
The beer, are they?
At that pound, I need enough for the wee man down in Belfast. I cannot order this shit. No way, man. I just have to imagine
it's
good.
It was genuinely good. It was, it's like a mild bitter taste, but it's limited edition. So if you are after it, I'd get it quickly. Like.
Just have to.
Yeah, I went. I same again. I went to buy some too, and then once you put the postage on, I'm like, this is fucking £8 a tin. Fuck off.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Dear Santa, there's no way I'm going for that. Like, my wife said to me the other day, she goes, my wife goes, the father-in-law was supposed to be coming for Christmas dinner, and she goes, that has changed his mind, he's not coming for Christmas dinner. I turn around and goes, Santa must have got my letter then. Wishes do come true.
Brilliant. I mean, we're the stand-ups here. We should be the ones being like, my father-in-law.
Take my father, please. What about Christmas movies? Have you started into them yet?
I thought you said Christmas boobies there, and I was like,
I got that. Yeah,
it's this couch just rubbing off him.
Or have you been rubbing off on it?
You've been rubbing one out.
Oh my god.
I watched that Fat Man you were on about.
And yes, with Mel Gibbs.
Hi, big man.
What is it? Great.
I was okay.
That's what my feeling.
Sorry,
I thought it was going to be a fucking dark comedy. In the same way that like Bad Santa. Like I thought there was going to be a couple of jokes, and then it was just boys wrecking each other. And especially like that random throwaway scene where the hitman like broke your man's arm and he goes like, oh, it's broken. And you're just like, what's the point? Like,
I know it.
What was the point?
Can we talk about that desert strike trailer?
Oh.
Yes. Which trailer?
Can we talk about the desert strike trailer? What the fuck?
Mike Tyson?
Jordan hasn't seen it. Explain it. Okay,
explain it
like it's a game show.
Go. I've seen all your replies. Like, oh, gotta go to some of this for this. This looks brilliant. I watched the trailer and my mouth was just open. Like, what is this?
Me too. I was like, is this a joke?
Darren, can you stick it on for him?
You could hear a live reaction. I'm at least threatening everyone.
I could probably share the screen here, you know. I could probably share it on this thing.
Please do, because I'm not technologally advanced like yourself.
Oh, well, just call me.
Just call me. I was
trying to think of somebody in tech, and I couldn't remember. What do you call him? Bill Jobs? Whatever the fuck his name is. Call me him. Hold on there, I fucking signed in on there.
I honestly didn't believe it existed. Like, I sent it to my dad and gave him a ring and asked him, did he see it? Because I didn't believe it fucking existed. Like, I thought my dad wouldn't lie to me.
I sent it to my brother and he said, I'm not watching this unless it's a video game or it's a film of the video game.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I thought it was a video game of the Sega Mega Drive game where you used to fly a helicopter because it was Desert Strike.
That's not real loud, you know?
That's what I thought it was too.
Jungle Strike.
Because if it is, then we'll get Jungle Strike and Urban Strike, so we're guaranteed three games.
Mega Drive game in like 94, it's fucking brilliant.
So turns out the It turns out the desert's only spelled with one S. Oh,
dessert strike.
Anyway, where's the sure option on this thing?
That's me on Boxing Day. Dessert.
Sure.
Not like Matthews with two T's.
I don't know you. You greedy bastard, you.
Right. We're going to share this now and see if this will work.
Like, Darren's got 2 hours, so I don't deserve it.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yes.
This is for Jordan. Look at this. Live reaction video. Okay.
Look at that view in history. Jesus.
Even the history.
I can see helicopters. That's what I'm saying.
But then the problem is he starts talking.
Can you hear him okay?
No, you can't hear him at all, but that's the problem.
That's my
nothing menacing against about him, look.
There's nothing you need to hear. There's no dialogue anyway.
No, it's just bad acting, like, but
it's him just lisping his way through the word helicopter.
These enjoy the way like Thor, when he comes in and starts talking, he talks like a spastic as well to give Mike Tyson a chance.
It looks like he just got the vaccine and got that half paralyzation inside of his face.
Cerebral palsy, what?
He's a half stroke.
I like how they had to put the mountain from Game of Thrones under his name as well.
Yeah.
Like, you remember the confuse him with Pee Wee Herman, like, aren't you?
That fucking zombie, that half cadaver from Game of Thrones.
Surprise, motherfucker!
I think though, so you see Mike Tyson, you see Thor, but who the fuck is this other guy? It just keeps randomly cutting this one guy kicking the fuck at everybody, and there's no mention of who they are. Look at this guy.
Trying to pack your wolf away.
But see, you put that like that really hyper action music, that adrenaline music in the background, I game for anything. Like, this could be a Teletubbies live action movie, but you put that music on, I'm like, I'm in.
I want this to be real, but it's gonna be terrible.
And see where they got Mike Tyson before, he's definitely, this is before there's fight, because he's got the gut on him.
Yeah.
Popeye. Like fucking post spinach, but
amazing.
What fucking ridiculous
dessert strike!
I didn't watch this last part. I once the half of the other explosion, I just turned it off and thought, "Fuck that!" I didn't even commit to the whole trailer. Sing enough. Can we have prestige review?
Well, now we know in advance that 2021 is going to be shit.
Yeah.
Looks like
well, I get to see Logan Paul getting his fuck knocked in.
Oh, what about that fucking bell end? Did you see his brother Jake calling out Conor McGregor?
Yeah, that was quality. Like,
okay, I wish someone would take him up on it, like, and just beat the dung off him.
Be an easy 50 mil, look.
You know what's mad as well? Like, actual boxers struggle to sell like pay per views, and you know, genuine people who have devoted their life to a sport, and some cunt with a YouTube channel is getting himself on, getting millions of dollars to admittedly get the shit beat out of him by someone who's not going to beat the shit out of him. They're going to go fucking soft on him because they're like, look, I'm going to beat you, so I don't need to actually Apollo Creed you. You know what I mean? Which they fucking should.
See, but isn't, like, it's boxing's own fault, isn't there? A big fight this weekend, and I only found out about it like an hour ago. You know, they're just not very good at promoting their own shit. Is it Triple G and someone else fighting?
Oh, Godal. Who's he fighting?
Logan Paul.
The point here, like.
Exactly. I know what I'm saying. That they're so bad at it, at promoting themselves, and you know, it's I find it hard to hate on the bloody YouTuber for getting all that hype around them. It's like boxing themselves as an organization can't even fucking get people interested. Like, and I love combat sports, but I rarely would watch a boxing fight.
Well, boxing isn't one organization, is the problem.
That's the issue, isn't it? Like, because you're like, who the fuck?
Different federations that will organize fights, and so different belts. And then the other problem is those fucking joke fights where they do that, they'll go to a certain commission because you have to get up. There's a, like, the Nevada Boxing Commission who lets people fight in Vegas. Mm-hmm. You go to anybody that will let you put that on to get a bit of coin into their fucking pockets. And they're like, yeah, you can have that fight in Anchorage, Alaska. No problem.
Yeah. And then you got like, there's 10 heavyweights because they're all heavyweight champions because they're all different federations.
It's like, yeah.
What happened to, there can be only one?
That's fictional. That's not a sport.
I thought that was a documentary. Highlander,
you're thinking of
that's
John Connery's dead.
History you're thinking of.
We lost Sean this year, didn't we?
like that thing with boxing, like I don't think they really help themselves, because like there's a lot of allegations like cheating and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like the likes of MMA, it looks like a more pure sport.
Dude,
it looks.
It angers me something shocking when someone says to me, "But sure isn't MMA rigged?" And I was like, "If there's any sport that would be near impossible to rig, it would be MMA." Like, I mean, in boxing you could get away with nearly, like, you know, a couple of wee soft wee digs and someone fakes going down. Up by his legs, hanging off. All right,
aye.
He's not doing that for the fucking going.
Like that fucking that fight where was it Aldo and McGregor 2? Where Aldo ran clean into McGregor's fist. And you're just like, mate, that is not rigged. That was fucking... Like, nobody runs into a fist.
Or do you ever see the flying knee from Masvidal on... I was going to say Kurt Angle. He's a fucking dumb.
Was that one of the quickest knockouts where he just runs across the ring and...
I think it was like 3 seconds or something.
Hi.
You ever see that one? The guy runs at him head down and the dude just knees him in the face. And the guy's just like, and that's me. Crumbles like a fucking rolled up bit of paper. And then you're like, is that less than 10 seconds?
And then add an insult to injury, he just leaps on him and kicks the fuck out of him. He's ready for another one, are you? What happened to the man who stole an advent calendar?
He had his windows put in.
Yeah, fan favorite one.
Yes.
We love a good window joke, but...
Oh god,
who had the heart to tell him I made that up?
And I'm not paying for the fucking full version. All right, I'll take your odds.
My children won't eat this Christmas.
They will be hungry this Christmas.
Right. Do we even get around to what everyone's fucking drinking? Kex, what are you poisoning yourself with?
We did. We're now doing a second go around. I'm having the whiskey.
Kringle. Sorry, it was
I'm on the red breast. It's good. That's good for throwing as a paddle bomb as well. That's a good sturdy bottle.
That is a nice whiskey. Nice
it really
whiskey.
Is. Yeah,
I've had it last about a year. So it's too expensive to drink. But
I feel like you're wasting this opportunity. That's something you know when you have a baby or something. Holy shit!
He's getting the ice cream van.
I like that. The acoustics in this fucking shed are amazing, man. You never think he was in here.
Oh, this grotto, man.
I'm going to record my debut album in this place. This is brilliant.
Just no doubt. Takes you going, fuck's sake, there's a noise outside.
I'm trying to play the spoons in time.
It's normally the wains outside or something like that. Yeah, fuck.
Go and get a wee bag of coke off him here in a wee minute. Get this party going.
Coke and a poke.
I was going to say, you two kids to buy Christmas presents for, you don't have money for coke.
Okay. Oh, fuck. I was having a meltdown the other day because it was mid-month and I was well into the red. I'd spent so much money. And
£2 away.
I know these homeless people, by the way, better kiss my beans when they make it out of the hell that they're living in. But I was like, fuck me. I said to the wife, I goes, we're on even here. This one's got more gifts than the other guy because I got him two of these and two of these, two of these. And then
you're like, one of them is clearly the favorite. How do we make it look like?
Whether you know it or not, it's happened.
But it made me go, thank God for women, boy. She goes, why don't you split the presents that you got him? Because you got him two action figures of that and two action figures of that. Give the one to the odd boy. And I was like, this is why. This is why you're the brains.
Do your Wayne's listen to the podcast now?
They're right here. They're producing the thing. The science shift guys. Fuck, what am I paying you for? Wankers.
That's my producer behind me eating a blanket.
That's how we roll in Northern Ireland, boy. Fuck Rogan. Here, speaking of Rogan, is anyone actually listening to Rogan now that he's moved to Spotify?
No.
Isn't that so weird? Yeah. I noticed that the other day. I was thinking, almost religiously, I had to listen to an episode at least a week. And and 3 weeks went by there, and it only dawned on me. I goes, fuck, I have listened to Rogan. I just say it out of mind.
Lads, Rogan's like watching cricket. It's entertaining when you do it and watch the highlights that are 10 minutes long.
But if you're there for the whole 3 weeks.
Fuck me. You know?
Doesn't them
you're
help.
You're going to have to bring supplies and a Sherpa with you to fucking watch our podcast.
Yeah.
He didn't need a clean pair of underwear.
Oh god.
No, who's he had on? Like who's he even from for guests?
He's had
who's, who's allowed on?
Yeah, that's the question. Like,
yeah.
Sure, didn't he get in shit there for, didn't he delete all the a whole stack of the YouTube videos during the week there?
Did I? I didn't hear that.
Everything, I think.
Well, a lot of people were reporting he just deleted a whole lot of the videos, but I went onto his page and like they seemed to all still be there. I think he deleted like half of them.
Oh, I thought they were all gone.
So I don't know.
Was that part of his deal with Spotify where they have to own? But you're surely, is that he owns the copyright of the stuff he was putting on YouTube? Now Spotify opens all of his, or owns all his stuff, so he has to delete all the stuff from another source and give it to them?
Yeah, like his commentary on the move to Spotify was like, oh, I own all my own shit, don't worry, they won't be telling me what to do, and then his actions go completely the opposite direction, so it's hard to know, like, he could be just bullshitting for the sake of bullshitting.
He could be. Just looking on his YouTube there, it seems to be from a month ago, he stopped putting up the full episodes on YouTube, and has just been doing clips.
Right. But JRE clips and all.
Like, he had a string of shitty guests, in my opinion, there for a while. Like, and it's like there's so much crazy shit going on in the world right now with like COVID, the US election, and stuff like that. And he was getting all these boring.
And Tristan Harris was the social media guy.
Was that from the
from that documentary?
I think that was like 2 months ago, wasn't it?
I think that was the last one I actively listened to.
Yeah, but well, here's the thing. Was there not...
interesting one on as well.
Was there not a big kick-up about that where basically, obviously since Spotify has launched as a streaming platform, they've been telling musicians that they can only pay them this much per stream or have to get this much, and then they were like, but we've also got fucking millions to give this one guy.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
I mean, like the average guy who... like Andy from the Bonnevilles put up a thing about how, you know, how many streams you need to be like, here's a pound.
Yeah, actually,
like, oh, no, you've no money to be paying artists the amount they should be getting for the streams plus the advertising revenue.
Yeah, Spotify stream pays 0.0035p per stream.
Yeah, it's like
two million lessons or something to break, you know, any sort of money. If you go on to Tom Gray from Gomez, he's on Twitter. He's got hashtag broken record and all the stats are on there. Like it's terrifying, like absolutely terrifying for musicians.
Not surprised, like, but does it still put any of us off from using Spotify? Like,
of course not.
Thing, isn't it? No, that's the problem.
Of course not, because
we're the problem.
There's no other system in place.
It's kind of like using TransLink in the north. Like, TransLink sucks. It's the worst service. All the drivers are terrible.
What are you gonna do one of them fucking? the fucking rail yourself, like.
There's no alternative.
There's no other service, like, and definitely we're the problem. Us, like, Spotify users are the problem. But I mean, what else are you gonna do?
Yeah, it's kind of like cyberpunk as well. Like doing like pre-orders. They bring it back to fucking cyberpunk.
Callback. What?
It all comes back to cyberpunk.
Like pre-orders incentivize a gaming company to fucking keep. Like churning out games like earlier than they're supposed to be out and stuff like that.
That's the absolute joy of this whole cyberpunk thing is that we were all gurning at them to put the game out because they kept putting it back because it wasn't ready, and then when they released it and it wasn't ready, we're still gurning. Fucking quality, like.
9 years, was it 7 years in development?
Aye, something like that.
Think you got Keanu Reeves on board.
What was it coming out on originally? The fucking PS2?
PS4? it's fucking... I know that's the most baffling thing about it. It's not ready for the current gen, even though the last gen, even though it started out for the last gen. So if anything, it should have been like the most PS5. It should have had a wee bit more of a, you know, issues, because it's like you had less time to develop for that than you did for the fucking... thing on the,
because isn't it the PS4 is the worst version of them all?
Actually,
something like that. Yeah,
I think heard, it's last gen anyway is the worst of all. It's like, fuck me, you spent 8 years working for it and 2 years working for the new one. PC's where's that though? So we're here.
I love how Rockstar keep getting shit about Grand Theft Auto 5. Like, they've released it on what, PS3, 4, and 5.
I'm not. I wouldn't be surprised they released a special edition for the Game Boy Color at this point. Where they're going.
Absolutely amazing.
Oh, I'm going to have to bounce, lads. My left's here.
All right, Bill here.
No worries, man.
Happy Christmas, Day.
I'm so fucking, I'm so popular.
I'm going to freeze the Beth in here.
I really go to my sister's house. What an absolute pleasure chatting these guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
How do I?
How does he get out? Somebody
we've locked you in.
Hold this, on, don't talk about him yet, guys. Just wait. Give him a few more seconds.
This is your dad. This is your dad on the internet. I'm gonna do like England and leave.
Before you do it, you gonna fuck around again.
This is yeah.
I'm leaving.
This is Sean's it. Oh, fuck's sake. There's another button.
He's still here.
And just like honest them, you fucked it up, didn't you?
Yeah. No. When you click leave, it brings up a separate window, leave meeting. All right, boy. Finally. Yeah. January 2021. Here we go. We got our country back.
It's great. He's going to start a mini civil war before he leaves her.
And like that, he was gone.
I don't like this. The profile pictures have all got bigger, and I can see myself more clearly.
Look at them, boys.
By the rings, if I was you too. Yeah. Just looking at this, it kind of looks like me and Darren are bouncers that won't let you in no matter.
I'll let you leave.
It's not happening tonight, man.
It's the Skechers. Come on, let me in.
Yeah, sorry, they're
fancy goodies.
I don't care if you got them on Christmas. This is Boxing Day. This is
your day. Bouncers, remember going places? Remember that? That was good, wasn't it?
Here, do you think? I mean,
remember being on the side.
Like yesterday, was Black Friday, which never happened because that was really fucking the busy time of all the tradies getting their last wage. Do you think of the move to our restrictions for Northern Ireland so that? Basically, because Boxing Night was such a big night in the tour. And they were like, right, if we give people their Christmas dinner, they can behave themselves. But if we let them in the pubs.
Yeah. New Year's is going to be a bloodbath. Like.
Game over, man. Game over. Turning fucking Hudson from Aliens. Game over, man.
Game over.
Yeah. And then after what happens, you take off, nuke the site from orbit.
It's the only way to be sure.
Yeah.
They gotta let the aliens out soon enough, man, to change this fucking story up a wee bit. I'm getting sick of this COVID shit. Where are they, man? They keep threatening to reveal themselves. Come on, like,
what's happening with these silver poles? Where are we at with them? The big Toblerones that keep appearing all over the world.
Instagram influencers have started like using them as trip poles now. So, they're very intuitive. These.
Has Lurgan got one yet?
We got there's some Protestant tied it as we talk right now. Like, man, I can't control them. Like, you know, I'm trying to be an influencer in Lurgan, but they don't listen to me.
The Toblerone's still in the tinfoil plugged in your garden, don't you?
I don't. What do you think?
Attached to it, like in Jurassic Park.
I thought it was got to be a Banksy or something to the equivalent of someone going like an artistic statement. But then you had these people reporting that people in a black car would ride up and in their suits and come over and lift them and go, shh, don't be saying nothing, and then get back in the car and go away. And you're like, that's not Banksy, you know? He wears a balaclava.
That's not even well.
Hang on. Are we talking about the men in black with the wee fucking flash? The car pulled up and then I just woke up on a park bench. I have no idea what the fuck happened.
Just took me up your ass.
Boss is trying to blame you an LD. Ah, oh, fuck it. LED light, I was trying to say it, but that's only a sack of whiskey. You're not about to drink this shit fast. You're supposed to water it down with.
Sip it.
Tears of joy. What?
This is the problem. I love whiskey. And I rarely drink beer. I know you guys love beer and shit. But going out to the pub, I've made the mistake a couple of times. Like, I'll just stick to the whiskey. But then you try to drink like everyone else is drinking. And if, an hour later, you're sitting here, you're tapping and you're going, Fine, ma.
Yeah, you cannot do rounds. You can't do rounds of whiskey.
No. Right, I'm going to fight over fucking one or the other.
two seconds up the answer, you're going to, I'm picking for you.
Yeah. Luckily, though, these days, if you go to the pub, you have to have a substantial meal to keep you sober. So you'll be grand.
Now, give me a family pack of potato there. Thank you very much. Oh, for fuck's sake, look at this. My mic's all wobbly. Or is it just my eyes?
You look like you're giving a press conference, and that's all the different news reporters' microphones all strapped together there.
If I ever become mayor of Lurgan, this is how it's going to be presented. Listen up. First of all, first decree, stop tying Protestants to lampposts. Second one, stop buying coke out of that fucking Pokemon. Making a fortune out of coke.
No, tax the coke, man.
I know, that's a job. That is a dream job, man. You hear the money them cunts make like there? You're talking like, you know, more than a fiver a week or something. They've enough pounds in their pockets to give them away when you...
Sure, there's no money in that job at all. Like,
well, you can be a bit of sneaky one. Like, you don't have to declare everything, and then you can do the old VHSs under the fucking counter. Have you seen the turtles?
I think if you were selling cocaine out of an ice cream van, you wouldn't be declaring too much about that anyway.
Did you see your man? I was talking about this last week. Did you see your man that was getting the former drug dealer who's a Pokemon now, and he's doing Santa Claus visits? Behind us, he's pulling up in the van, giving ice cream and all, and everyone's like, he shouldn't be near children because he does coke. That's the best people to be around children. People do coke because they're so aware of shit. Like, you know, they're going to be hyper vigilant.
He does coke.
Are you saying that he went from being a drug dealer to dealing with Santa Claus because he knows his way around a bit of snow?
The audio listeners, that's the nose tap.
It's better that he does coke.
I suppose you rub my nose as I'm saying that. Like, I fucking do coke.
I know, I've never. Anybody ever done that? No one done. Anyone dabbled in coke in this festive podcast?
No. I remember being told years ago that somebody said it really brings out your personality. And I thought, if I do coke, someone will fucking stab me.
I've been around them. Have you seen seen someone do it?
It's an instant Lurgan. Asshole. Like.
Fucking Megan.
Any toilet in Lurgan, like?
Yeah.
Any pub, like, you'll see. What was that fucking ring in there?
That's my heating system. That's what you get when you get that's what you get when you get gas. It warns you when you're fucking using it.
Alright.
I remember when I worked in an office years ago. And I was like one of the youngest members in it. And we went out for our Christmas do to the Christmas market. And I didn't know that that was like part of like office culture. They all did, like the supervisor was with us and he came out and his fucking face was covered. And he got in an argument with one of the designers because it was a graphic design house thing. Because the designer had brought the coke and your old boy was so fucked up in alcohol that he spilt a lot of it and they were shouting and all. And I was just sitting like this wee innocent child with this gigantic pitcher of beer just going, fucking get me home, man, get me home. Maniacs, like. They used to go into the office and every now and again you'd see like there was three supervisors because you couldn't have enough of them. But the girl would get up and go to the bathroom and then come back all chirpy, whatever the term is, happy. And then after a while, she'd get a wee bit like less aware of covering up things. And she'd come back, you know, a white Hitler moustache on her lip. Just pure coke.
Snattered.
Everyone I've ever known, the last thing they do before they leave the bathroom is check their fucking face in the mirror.
See if
she's coming out
here,
Plus also, my company here, you can't always do coke if you've got a bad heart.
Although, I think I'm the only one that did coke here.
What?
I was saying on the podcast last time, it was the first and last time I ever saw The Prodigy.
In your mind, or
the fastest gig in history?
Yeah, I was just like, hey, this is great. But then, like, I started like throwing up real bad, and I was like, I probably shouldn't have done that, and I shouldn't have eaten it.
I've never heard of that before.
he was dipping one of wee candy lolly in it.
Yeah, like,
just been to the
Pokemon. Who loves your baby?
But I had to go to New York the next day. And so I got I didn't really go home. I just made it to the airport. And
did you ever come down on a plane?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that like?
And like, because you're so paranoid, you think, like, you know, everyone knows. It's like, and you're
sitting there like completely sweating a bit out and you can't sleep. And like you just think everybody's looking at you going like judging you and shit like that. Which they probably were.
Not a good high then. Isn't that just like having two venties? Is it not just like feels like you have a load of caffeine? Or is there more to it? Like do you get trails and see we
No, nothing like that. You just like, because I was very drunk when I took it and I just felt very sober afterwards. Yeah. So I think that's the issue. It makes you feel like you're completely sober, but I don't know if I was like the other people, if I was just going like, yeah, this is great, let's...
I can say this is only because the two buzzes do not mix. I went to a music festival in Canada with a load of people who do coke and I don't. I just drink. So I was beer buzzed and they were coked out and I wanted to fight every fucking one of them. You'd be watching a band and they have no attention span because they're coked out, and after about 4 minutes they'd be like, let's go see what's on another stage. I'm like, no, I want to watch fucking System of a Down. Fuck off.
Like, who's walking away from like, System of a Down?
They're like, well, we're going to go to the bar. And I'm like, go be next and drink with that. And I'm like, just drinking. And then after about 2 minutes, I was like, you guys fuck off. I'm going to stay here on my own. I literally stood there and enjoyed the gig because they weren't there anymore. And then I just wanted to punch people. You know, when you're just really enjoying something, somebody's just talking in your ear.
Fucking like, fuck off. Every time I spend any time with Kringles. System of a Down. Did you hear the single?
No. It's a B-side.
Come on, dude. After 15 years, that's a decent tune.
Oh, yeah, is it a decent tune because you haven't had it for 15 years? Or is it a decent System tune?
Oh, I need to listen back, but I'm not sure one of them is better than the other, but none of them's like, I need an album. You know, it's kind of like, it's like the passion isn't there. Maybe they just felt like we knocked this out to stay relevant or something. I don't know. But it's relevant for a while.
I'm going to fucking check this out. Because the album often did, like Serge did his own tour.
Uh-huh.
And they did, was it the Night Watchman, the one with Tom Morello?
Oh, yes, I.
Yeah. They all did like four projects.
Yeah.
What's the call then?
Godzilla.
I need to listen back to give it a proper opinion. Like, but
the second track is more like, you're more in line. It's a heavier one, but it's more in line the older stuff. And I think the first track would probably wouldn't look out of place on like Mesmerized, or you know, it's a bit of a slower tune, like. But I don't know, man. I was like not interested in any System stuff until they put that out, and I was like, yeah, man, I'd be up for a new album.
Did you listen to that? I dropped in the group chat that fucking August Burns Red did a cover of Chop Siri. Terrible. Like,
I forgot to check it out, man.
It wasn't the worst. Like,
I forgot that.
Have you heard the Bon Jovi cover? A Fairy Tale of New York.
Fuck off. No way.
I read an article about how bad it was.
Guys, this is the Christmas episode. We can do whatever the fuck we want. So we're playing this. We're checking this out.
No.
This is a...
Yes.
Right. Listen to me. Listen to the focus, guys. Seriously, if you haven't heard it, right?
Speed and then listen.
I want you to take a snapshot of this moment in your mind, because you will never get this feeling back again once you hear it.
Does he say faggot?
No.
It gets so much worse than you can ever imagine.
How can it get worse? That's an easy tune to go with.
I mean, if you think it's going to be bad, it's a lot worse.
Right, this is not easy to find. I can't...
Oh my God, he's deleted from the internet.
Oh no, I do. Yeah,
if you saw Laura's come back, I'm like, no lads, come on now.
He's like, system 32 delete.
Right, we're going here, right? We're sharing this. Let's see what this is like.
It's gonna be no sound though, isn't it? That's the issue, you think?
I've turned it on there. You hear that?
We got sound. Yes, my crack up the whiskey, but let's go.
Why is this what Christmas is all about? Come on, the fuck.
It was Christmas.
Oh God, it's already shit.
Oh God, I
turn it off. That's enough.
That's like me doing an impression of John Bon Jovi.
Dude, why has he turned this song into like a Christmas, like a Restless Entries theme tune? With?
Yeah, it's like something the guys from South Park would do in one of their movies. Old Mountain Dew,
I turn my face. This is gone unconscious, look.
Is somebody shaking him as he's singing? They're like, stop!
Ta-da.
My lucky one came in 18-1. Really,
I've got a
throw up in your mouth. Like.
Oh, is this like something he done this year?
Yeah, 2020.
Yeah, 2020.
Next of December.
If you're gonna cover something, maybe put it in 2020. People will remember.
1600 thumbs down on the video.
Oh, what is he? No, he's kept comments. I'm surprised.
Oh, top comment. This is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
This song just made Shane McGowan so
the last person to
in 48 years.
The last person to insult the Irish like this was Oliver Cromwell.
You took my hand on that. Kidney sounds less painful than this. And Broadway was waiting for me.
You were handsome, you were pretty, you were ugly. Why is he saying both parts himself? It's a fucking joke. Not true. What's he doing? All the jokes they do. Kirsty McCall's dead, but fuck's sake. Calling
for me and my feet. Galway, Galway, Galway. Here, where are you going this weekend? I'm going to Galway. That is horrific. I want to get to this. You're a bum,
you're a braggart. Here you are. You lost all
your swagger
in
the world around. You lost all your swagger? What?
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 You're nuts. You're a kick in the gut. I beat what? Christmas
my eyes. Is this like the words anymore? He's
trying to... He's, I don't know. Am I imagining it? Is he trying to put a wee bit of an Irish accent there? And the bells were ringing out. Let's go back to this party. We got it our last. The boys from the NY. I love the
goddess stuff. Oh, God.
That is...
That's what's like.
I need to stop this.
Like, do you remember before you heard that? Do you remember how good your life was?
Oh, I
have genuine anxiety after that one. Holy fuck.
I need to take this out on somebody now. I'm gonna have to divorce the wife.
It reeks of the time Madonna covered American Pie.
That's way worse than American Pie, isn't it? No,
the movie.
Yeah. That's fair. It's still bad though. It's in that vein.
Have you ever heard Gene Simmons covering Firestarter?
Oh, no. Heard of it.
Okay, let's go to this next one.
It's atrocious.
I am so on board for this. Go, Jane.
By the way, if you're still listening to this episode, thanks very much.
Yeah, well done.
It's the end of the year. You just have to allow us to have our own fun.
No one's going to hear this. We're getting copyright strikes on all these anyway, so it's fine.
Just say it was me singing.
It's like a copyright if it's on Patreon or
what was this? I think you're all right when on audio on podcast. You're not playing.
It's on Monday when I'm sorting the royalties for it.
Pounder.
Firestarter. I'm trying to remember the name.
Kanks is just dishing out the pounds. All right.
trying to get rid of them before the tax man takes them out.
If anybody's wondering where the Patreon money goes, it's because Kanks keeps giving it away.
We got a pay bond, don't we?
Up that fucking Patreon, guys. I have a lot of lawsuits coming in here.
He's made a video for you too.
The music video
needs to be seen with it.
Oh, it's your music video?
Oh, sorry.
Is there a
video?
I do like that guitar tone though. I mean, I know it's very similar.
Can't go wrong with that.
That's a fucking Zoom pedal from Argos.
When did this come out? 2007?
Oh my god.
What age is he in this?
2007 this one.
Go on, Gene.
He does not have the pace to go for.
Oh dear. I was almost on board. I have to admit, I thought I was going to try and say I actually like this. Is this why Keith Flint killed himself?
Firestarter.
You're the Firestarter. Well, it sounds like a spoken word by William Shatner.
That was a good album.
Possibly the worst thing I've ever seen is the top comment.
You know what? This person hasn't seen the Bon Jovi song.
My dad made a music video.
Just licked the Bon Jovi song.
my god, how is this existing? Intoxicated.
Oh, did he actually, wow. Did they let him sing in Kiss or
like, the voice like, of Kiss.
I can see that working like if in a metal version of that, but not with Gene.
Do you know what? Like instrumentally, it's actually sweet as. It's as soon as he comes in, that's the issue there.
I just spilled about 6 quid's worth of whiskey there, boy.
Oh shit!
No,
oh, no, boy. Oh, no.
That's 6 homeless people going hungry this summer. Oh, this summer? Oh, fuck, what are we in here?
Technically speaking, it's summer in the southern hemisphere. So you're not wrong. You're right.
What would that?
Darren, you would have done Christmas and summer, did you? When you were
Australia,
gone. Yeah, buddy. This is actually, I think last year, because I was saving for the house, I didn't get away. And this year, obviously, because of COVID. But the last 3, 4, maybe 5 years, I've like either flown home for Christmas for like a week and it fucked off, or I've been away for Christmas. And you know what I mean? Christmas down the beach, which is weird as fuck. And also, yeah. My advice, if you ever get to the Southern Hemisphere at Christmas, don't try and eat a full turkey dinner in 40 degree heat. It's not good for you.
No.
Top 10, kids.
No, I don't fancy it. Like, even the thought of it, I have to have the cold and the sun just to make it feel like it is Christmas. Oh, sorry, the cold and the sun? Well, yeah, that's an oxymoron. Woo, let's pour another one, lads. Let's keep going.
You have to have the cold and your son. Is that what you're trying to say? Because you've got 2 kids.
I'm a fast daughter. Pouring whiskey for you. Remember? I tried to put the bottle, the whiskey lid
on the glass.
On the glass. I was like, oh my, Alice in Wonderland here. This fucking doesn't. What's going on?
Oh my god!
Oh sweet Christ!
I feel like we're on a roll here. What other like crimes against music can we find?
There's so many.
Have you heard of Alice
Cooper? Who was it was covering Hurt? Do you remember that one we're talking about a couple of months ago?
Oh, yeah. The what do you call her? Miley Cyrus, that one?
No, I think it was worse than that, wasn't it? I'll need
here,
to check.
I was going to say, I'll give you a good one of a band who did a good cover and the same band who did a bad cover.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, good cover, Land of Confusion, the Genesis song by Disturbed. Do you know that? So that's the good cover. The bad cover, Disturbed have also covered If I Ever Lose My Faith by Sting.
Oh shit.
It's not great.
I jumped off. After like their second album, I gave up on Disturbed, but Shout is the only other cover I know of theirs.
Yeah. Did they cover Shout by Tears for Fears?
Yeah. On their first album, yeah.
That's a cool video though.
That's the good one. That's a great cover.
Why have you got Roblox in your address bar there?
Shut up! No, that's the wee fella. Don't you dare think I'm coming down to your level.
Yeah, it is.
I give you his gamer tag, you can play him.
He's giving me a slagging for it.
Does anybody else, see when you're talking and there's music playing in the background, does anyone feel like a moderately successful morning DJ?
It's a balmy 97 degrees here in California.
I've been listening to mostly QFM or Q Radio, whatever it's called. It doesn't matter what time of day you tune into Q Radio, every fucking DJ sounds exactly the same. I don't know if they've just got one and he's just been chained to the desk, but every time I tune in it sounds like the exact same guy. I don't know if he's doing it in shift patterns or what, but I hate the sound of DJs. I think it's so insincere. It doesn't sound like a real person when they speak it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'll have to try this. Did you never heard this cover?
No, I'm listening to this. I'm at home in the car.
I'm not sure about this at all.
Right.
Is it Tears for Fears? Is it?
Yeah. So the lyrics is obviously class.
Yeah.
That's enough.
And we're done.
Oh, dear God.
Fuck me. How far did this whiskey spread? By Jesus Christ.
We should be playing bad Christmas covers.
Oh, then the whole Bob Dylan.
I worked out what that awful hurt cover was. It was Mumford and Sons.
Oh fuck! I think I know this. Yeah.
Who does it?
Mumford and Sons didn't hurt. It was painful.
Oh, that's enough of that. Oh fuck, there is nothing to do.
I was looking at the group chat there, and I've put, if you listen closely, you can hear someone physically die when he starts singing.
Stu, you can see there. I actually did listen to this. Look how far I got before I stopped.
That's about as far as I got as well.
I have to go back to the start of this now because I guess no, it's going to start. I'm sorry, it's at the start.
Yeah, crank it a bit, and you'll hear someone go, "No!"
That's right.
Right before he starts singing.
COVID down the fucking ear, though. Ear, though. Ah, Jesus Christ.
I had to play Bob Dylan after this.
Why, you want me to hang myself?
You want his Christmas song?
Today.
No!
To see I focus
on released a Christmas song saying I'm not coming home for Christmas from the afterlife.
The needle tears a hole, the old familiar stain, try to kill it all away, but I remember everything.
Here, I'm just gonna give you my belt in case I harm myself. take this away from me.
Johnny Cash owns that song, but
you really miss the drum coming kicking in, don't you, like? And the original one. I don't know if they do it in this.
And what about good Christmas songs? Because Bad Religion have an entire Christmas album, which I think is fucking great.
I heard you talking about that. I don't know. I can't remember where.
Yeah, I put one of the songs on that alternative Christmas playlist as well.
I have it on.
Is that Bob Dylan song on your list, or?
What Bob Dylan song?
You haven't heard this, no?
Uh-oh,
what? Just type in Bob Dylan Christmas. You can't go wrong.
Pretty good.
You got one.
It's a full album.
Mm-hmm. No, it's one. I don't know if he's still alive.
That's been a thing that all American artists still going. Like, maybe when you were back buying CDs, it was a good way to like shift out an album if you hadn't anything recorded that year.
There you go, that top one, boy.
Oh, dude, I know this. Oh, I know that, this.
This separates people, but I think it's all right.
I actually like this too. Yeah.
Right, Pogues.
Yeah.
Pretty much, it's up there. Well.
I like that because that's a good drinking song.
42.
Because that's a killer chorus. Like you could, when you're hammered.
I like that. Yeah, that's pretty good.
It is a cover. It's not his. It's a cover, like, but it's 42. And the video is good too, like.
Yeah, that's not my vote. I'm done with this.
But why has he got Rachel's hair? Yeah, that's a good one.
I've never heard
Christmas is awesome. Party, but
that music sounds like something you'd say at like a Jewish wedding, and they don't believe in like Christmas, so that's a weird one.
Yeah.
Hanukkah.
That's offensive.
I was never in.
Did you ever see Christmas is Awesome by Ruben? That's my Christmas song.
No.
This is a huge fan of Ruben as well, but
the video is amazing. Like,
I didn't even know they did a Christmas thing.
Right, help me out with a spell on this one, Ruben.
Christmas is Awesome.
I think it's how you spell Ruben, guys? Come on.
I think it's like E-N, is it?
E-N.
E-N.
Christmas.
Just type Christmas is Awesome. It should come up.
Ruben sandwich? What the fuck's a Ruben sandwich?
That's like, isn't that like cut of beef or something?
Right. Will I recognize Jimmy Lanneman in this or not?
Well, he's got hair, so it might be more difficult than he's about 20.
Well, there's the ear on the right leg, so.
And I thought it.
You're right.
Oh, like that.
Oh, I know that.
That sounds like Blood and Thunder. Okay. Ooh, I like this.
It's amazing.
I don't know, not like, I've heard it, but Jesus Christ, not like, I'm a regular rotation day.
Yeah, there an obstacle? Is there just a one off?
I have no idea. Someone sent me this a couple of years ago, and I've just been playing it religiously ever since.
What's your thoughts on Jimmy Lemon's like solo stuff?
I think I've heard about a handful of Ruben's stuff. I've definitely got about four or five of their songs on different playlists, but I wouldn't say I'm a fan.
Oh, yeah, but you know, check out his, he does a lot of, he's got four albums, I think, now, solo albums. You haven't checked any of his solo stuff?
No. Is it worth a go, is it?
Oh, dude.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Dude.
He's an odd guy, though.
Yeah.
If you check out, I think it's called 101 or something. It's like this podcast where it interviews musicians to talk about jobs they did before they were musicians. He was on there once, and he didn't even want to go down the route to talking about why Ruben split up and all, but he just comes across as he's got some dark shit.
he's very eccentric. Eccentric? Is that the right word?
That's probably the right word.
But Ruben, the members of Ruben, the other two guys have played with them at different stages throughout his solo career, like, you know, been on stage and all, and I don't know if they've been together and played like Ruben stuff, but they've definitely featured on some of his solo stuff.
Do you know what it was that even got me to Ruben? It was listening to Fighting With Wire, and someone said, oh, you like Fighting With Wire? Check out Ruben. Same sort of vibe.
Fighting With Wire.
Like Swing Your Dicks to Each Other.
From there.
I'll check them out. Anybody got an album of the year?
Ooh. What?
An album of I'm slurring my words even more so now because I'm on Whiskey number
an album three. Of the year.
Oh no!
Album they brought was class, but I can't remember if it was this year or last year.
I didn't catch that. Who was it?
The Black Keys, Let's Rock.
Oh, I haven't listened.
Was it this year they released that or last year? I can't even remember.
To be fair, this year has been 6 years long. So. Yeah.
I don't know what they sound like, but oh wait, hold on. Is that that band that did that song "Gold on the Ceiling"?
Yeah.
Fuck, I love that song, but what's the rest of them sound like? That's a cracking. I was hammered one night watching Crying, like, this was like 4 weeks ago, and that song came on, and he's like, where has this song been all my life? This is a fucking banging tune.
Yeah, it was released in 2019 too, so that's what was it, there you go.
I have to go and check out the rest of their stuff to see what it's like.
Try El Camino is probably their best album.
El Camino.
Little Black Summer.
I'll take some money off them by streaming it on Spotify here. Hello.
Give them their 0.0035p play there.
Yeah, I think with that stuff as well is whenever you're like Black Keys, people go who? You go oh.
And
one of the big guys just fucking dancing in the video.
I always have. Whenever I hear Black Keys, I automatically think of the Black Crowes. Is it?
Yes.
And that's where I always think of them whenever
from the 90s.
And I'm like, I'm not digging that. Like, so that's why I always get them mixed up. That's why I have to go in on them. I never went in on them because I always mix them up with that other band.
They're great. They've some back catalogue though, don't they? Put out a good wealth of stuff.
Yeah. Unknown Brother. What other songs? Gold in the Ceiling, Unknown Brother. And others, many, many others that are great. I'm just blanking on Fever. Yeah, they've got tunes.
Well, I must check them out more.
They're on Joe Rogan once as well. That was quite a good interview.
Yeah, back when it was on YouTube.
Back when Joe Rogan was cool, man.
He sold out.
He has. But they, I mean, like, they got him. They
for 100 million, like, wouldn't you just give your ass up, like?
Yeah,
I would dock my penis. Let's dock this, baby. I'm doing it. 100 million. Give me it.
Yeah. What's going on the camera here, my sir?
Trying to keep it in the Christmas realm. What's everyone's plans over the holidays?
I'm going to eat my body weight in alcohol. That's the thing. Just freeze it. Oh no, alcohol doesn't even freeze it.
Yeah, raging. get torn in a couple of bottles of whiskey. Watch some usual stuff. Eat.
I think I was gonna say ET.
What's your go to movie? Like, what's the one you have to watch? I have like two.
Die Hard.
Die Hard is definitely one that you have to watch.
Are we doing this? Or what? Die Hard a Christmas movie?
I'm not sold, boy.
Me neither.
Die Hard and Home Alone, they're essentially the same film anyway, so both of them at Christmas.
Like, Die Hard, like, the whole Christmas thing, it's critical to the story as well. Like, that's why they robbed the place, because it's quiet.
It's a movie set at Christmas.
Right. But
then Lethal Weapon's always set at Christmas. Is that Christmas movies?
Even
though it starts with Jingle Bell Rock, Lethal Weapon's not a Christmas movie.
I watched Krampus the other night.
I love Krampus. Krampus is good, yeah.
But is it a fucking Christmas movie? Would you put your wains in front of it or a cup of cocoa and say, enjoy that shit?
Will not misbehave the next year.
I think I'm losing this argument, aren't I?
But I'm still on the fence of Die Hard, like, for Christmas. It makes sense, but still, it seems so wrong.
I hate the argument because it's like, is it not enough that it's one of the best action movies? Why do you have to claim Christmas?
Yeah, God, genre happened, Malik. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a sucker for that Jim Carrey, The Grinch. But I love that movie. Like, that's every year for me.
I love
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, that goes right saying, but
I hate it when they put on like ITV at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then it gets to the sweary bit, and he's like, fuffin' lovin' divin'. I don't know. I can't think of the words to replace it.
What, the mother flipper?
Yeah. But I have to go. Like, I love Muppets Christmas Carol. I fucking love it.
Yes.
The tunes, tunes for days in that fucking show, like.
No Jesus for us, Mises.
The best bit in Muppet Christmas Carol is right at the start when it's Rizzo and Gonzo, and he goes, I am Charles Dickens. And he goes, and I am also Charles Dickens.
Yeah, Gonzo's a lad.
It's still fucking scary. Like, I mean, Michael Caine's brilliant in it. Or the brilliant joke with the rats asking for another lump of coal for the fire. And then they all have Hawaiian shirts on. That's
This is my island in the sun. Oh, that's a fucking brilliant movie.
Yeah. I watched it the other day. It still holds up. Here's one that I always mention whenever that question comes up. What's your Christmas movies like that you have to watch? And I just might bring this up. People go, I've never heard of it. A Christmas Story.
Oh, I've heard of it. I've never seen it. But the kid that wants the BB gun, right?
Oh, yeah.
I love it, dude.
Why does it feel like it's a secret movie that no one else knows?
It's so strange because I've
seen this.
Channel 4.
Is that crap?
Channel 4 used to run it all the time when I was a kid. And it's like living in different worlds. I go, did no one else watch this whenever we were all growing up?
I feel that way about Santa Claus, the movie, which was like from 1981. Dudley Moore's in it. But in the 90s, it was all about every year. And nobody younger than my age has seen it.
Oh, I think that's definitely an age thing. If you weren't born in the 80s or grew up in the 80s, you definitely wouldn't have a clue.
You're freezing there, hold on.
You know what Santa Claus in the movie? No. See?
When was Jordan born? When were you born? 93. Am I freezing, am I? No, not now. Oh, of course not now. Like, no, I think Kringles is freezing. Look at him. He's looking all confused and he doesn't know what's going on.
Oh, is it? Like? I thought you were all freezing. Was that, oh, it just must be me. I'll stop moving.
Everybody's staying very still.
Oh, I'll start talking now. I'm getting that. Connections pissed. It must be an age thing because I, Santa Claus, I say Tim Allen.
Oh, yeah, that's
just,
Santa Claus. He's messing, but I can see that he's messing.
I was just fucking with you, sorry.
You'll never make it as a mime.
But you'll make it as a meme.
My mommy can only hope.
Can you guys hear that?
I'm going to need to go downstairs and get more drink, boys.
Go on, can't you?
Bring us back some.
I've finished off. Sorry, I forgot to update you. I've finished off the salted caramel pastry stout.
Pastry stout?
Ooh,
it tastes like a pie or what?
It was, it was very like chocolatey, caramelly, vanilla. It was sugar again.
Did you order these from fucking Willy Wonka?
Yeah. Do you really follow my band? It's like, right, 2 seconds.
I have diabetes by 12 o'clock. But...
I don't know how do we. Even flow with this kind of podcast, because in my head before, setting this one up was like, I just wanted to be like, we're actually at the bar and we're just talking shit, but that can go on to 4 in the morning. Like, you know what I mean? So how do you end this thing?
I feel like the Is Die Hard a Christmas movie, you probably could have ended in a fight, but we're not in the same room. Yeah. So it's okay. 6 pints deep, what are you fucking say?
I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Where did it first materialize? Because that's like, when I was growing up, I never heard anyone talk about that movie being a Christmas movie, and then it just became a debate.
It was always on. No, here's the thing. A secret for the people who aren't sure about Santa's status is real or not. Usually loads of brilliant movies on Christmas Eve when you were younger, because when you went to bed, your mom and dad would sit watching movies and building your fucking toys. That's what it was for. So inexplicably, there'd be great movies on from like 7 in the evening to like 2 in the morning, because that's when everything has to be fucking smuggled into the house, taken out of the attic and built. So every year, Die Hard was always on Christmas Eve. It's set at Christmas, therefore it's a movie that was always on at Christmas time, therefore it got into the idea that it was a Christmas movie, mm-hmm. even though it's a movie set at Christmas. Just saying.
My counter argument is
still a hard
sell.
That's the our case.
Did you ever play the PlayStation 1 Die Hard trilogy?
Yes.
What? No.
Classic. Classic.
Die Hard 1, you run around the place. Die Hard 2 is a shooting game, and Die Hard is a driving game. Good fun.
Although
fucking great.
Die Hard 1. That's like the only one I've seen.
Oh, there was an arcade version of it that came out in the Dreamcast, I think, or the Saturn, one or the other. But the trilogy was like, it was like what you, just as you explained there, a third person running gun, then at first. But I think there was a Die Hard arcade.
Right? Oh, yeah, was it a shooting one?
Hang on, I'm going to have to Google this, man, because this might be.
Because the trilogy game had like two, it was like shooting one.
Kicking in.
It was like shooting with a light gun on rails, and then one of the games was you're like the taxi,
yeah,
the bombs or some shit. I, but there definitely is an arcade one. It was like kind of like House of the Dead type of thing, was it? Minus the zombies, like there's Russians.
Hold on, because we can share screens and shit, like, you know, because technology, we see this. Yeah, it was the Saturn. Fuck me, by my beautiful memory. Hold on.
No one got more excited than that than you.
Gee, I don't... Let's see. Hold
beautiful
on.
Beautiful memory.
I'll share this here and see if any of you recognize this.
It sounds like you're cracking the dial up, but
it's that fucking heating.
Forget about this one.
I don't remember this at all.
Even the side-scrolling fighting bits, you get into like you run
like
around.
Speak to rage.
Whenever you came up to a person that became into like hand to hand combat, the camera angle would change and it would turn into a side scroller and you'd have to fight. It was not good, like, but I remember it, obviously.
It looks like dog shit, to be fair.
Why is the Die Hard?
It is.
Oh, you know what I mean? I thought that was the Twin Towers there, but it's not. That's normal.
Do you know what, though? You know what I was going to say there? You know,
a glass of milk there, but a glass of eggnog, but.
No matter how off the rails this podcast gets, this is still better than Jules Holland Christmas show.
See, what are they doing this year?
What?
I wonder whether they do one this year. But...
Well, yeah, they're still making live TV where they can socially distance them in the studio, so maybe just do it without an audience. They'll have the artists there. They're still doing like Graham Norton and interview shows. They're just sitting away from everybody. Have you ever seen Jules Holland? I'm assuming the band has to bubble to rehearse before they go on the show, though.
You just say you're a wee bubble, luckily. Come on.
Yeah, it's my bubble right here.
Mm-hmm. Funny enough, he was our bubble a couple of days ago as well.
Get your own fucking bubble.
I'm a bubble slut.
He's like the fourth Powerpuff Girl, but...
Are you still freezing? Are you still trying to see your breath in the shed?
I can see it. The camera's not picking it up.
Thanks. You're supposed to be.
I thought he was blowing kisses at me there. Sorry.
I'm off the rails, guys. I've had three whiskeys. That's it. I'm a lightweight. That's done.
It's anybody's guess what's going to happen next.
This is the end of the year show. This is where you can relax. You don't have to be professional. You can do whatever the hell you want.
You're professional.
Because you spent all year being professional.
I know, it's 7 years. I'm still trying to get fucking half decent at this shit. Every time I hit record, I'm like, I know what I'm going to do. It's going to be really radio. And then it comes on, I'm like, hello, well, come to the fellowship podcast. We've a guest. I forgot his name already. What's your name? Mm-hmm. It's like every fucking time.
Wait, here's the problem with Shania.
Here's a good question by my own definition. of good questions. Next year, what plans do you have? He can't plan now because we're fucking locked.
I'd like to get married at some point.
That's right, man. The fucking dude was supposed to be married.
Oh, I was supposed to be married in July, and then we've moved it to June next year. And now I'm starting to wonder if it's actually going to happen.
In June? As far as June?
Are you not secretly delighted to be saving thousands of pounds, though?
Well, yeah, I am. And I'm
temporarily. Like, temporarily.
We're okay. Like, we kind of got locked in, but I've heard a few stories of people like making bookings with venues and stuff, and then they're not getting charged on the bookings. There's some dodgy gear going on, like.
Aye, people not taking proper bookings, so if anything, if the place closes, you're not getting your cash back.
Yeah, and also people going, yeah, we'll do it for, you know, £3,000, and then putting 2021 prices on that. So it's like, oh, that's went up to 6,000 now. Yeah.
Absolute rat bastards.
So if you're a dodgy venue and you're listening, because you would listen to this podcast, we're watching you.
All the dodgy venues can't wait the Monday morning. Go, how do we get through our dodgy venue day without the fucking fellowship podcast? If I get this place, this shed, I put it out there, enough, I won't charge you £6,000.
But how many can hold?
Yeah, I mean, shoulder to shoulder.
It depends if you want to move or not.
You fucking Ireland rugby team, shoulder to shoulder.
You might have to
right
pass
enough, so, would it be possible for us to do this, but maybe not. I was going to say on that sofa, but not.
Wow.
We'll put some paper down or something.
On Monday morning, bring the sofa down to the dry cleaners.
Also, bring that to the light just to get it exercised as well.
Don't tell me I'll have a fucking Fenian priest in my house, boy. Get rid of the demons and that thing. Right, we have to call an end at this at some point, boys, because this is going to turn into a 4-hour just.
We need to reach the 40-minute mark.
Hang on, this is going to turn into you out in the fucking estate in about 4 whiskeys doing the whole Lemmy's just turn the wains against this fucking routine.
And I, for one, would pay. Turn the wains
against us. Turn the wains against us.
And for the half an hour, I'd be walking through the state singing Bon Jovi's version of Fairy Tale of New York.
I'm not gonna let me the fuck out of here.
Right, let's wrap it up. There we go. We've had this, but you know what? This has been a nice little Christmas gathering. I've enjoyed just not as much as the Jamesons, but it's been pretty tasty. Have a great Christmas, lads.
You too, Kay.
You too, sir. Thanks.
I hope to see us all in the new year fit and well and ready to rock.
I personally can't wait to see our group chat later on when you're full of whiskey. This is going to
I'm I'm leaving that group chat now again. I see myself being bars, man.
Under no circumstances is anyone allowed to add me to that group chat.
It's coming.
Oh, no. Right, just thanks to all the listeners. Thank you. Hope you're having a great Christmas and wrapping your wee presents when you're listening to this here or whatever the fuck you're doing. I don't know. Hope you're having a drink. Look after yourselves. Take it easy. That's it from Kings.
That's it from Quiggles.
Go around the circle, guys. Shout it out again. Go on the fuck. Why not? Plug yourself. Darn then. All right. Jordan, Stu.
Jordan Robinson, hey.
Darren Matthews comedian on Instagram and Matthews comment or Matthews Darren on Twitter.
That's Matthews with two T's.
On Twitter and Instagram because of synergy.
Merry Christmas.
Working together.
Crazy Disco City, still an alcoholic, keep it up, boys.
That's magic.
CrazyDiscoStu.com. We're pushing, boys. We've got a milestone. Come on.
I don't know when to hit stop here. Stop talking.
Dashing through the snow, and I will force off in sleigh. All the hills we go, laughing all the way. Ha ha ha. Stockings to be up, Santa coming down to give you presents every single year. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, big father, that's to ride in the waffles, off and sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, big father, that's to ride in the waffles.